Hello and welcome to Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities, Awakening Your 5D Mission with Lucia Moore. Hello, my beautiful starseeds, lightworkers, wanderers, those of you who have also awakened from a deep sleep, from a time in the world where we didn't know that there was so much more to be had on this beautiful ascending earth of ours. We are currently awakening to so much more, to so much better, to the beautiful world that we've been dreaming of. And we're finding that we have so much potential, so many possibilities ahead of us, and that truly, we are the ones that are in charge of our own lives. We're no longer being dragged down. We're rising up. We're taking charge. We are becoming our true selves, who we really are and who we were meant to be while living on this planet. A few weeks ago, I did a podcast with ideas for those of you who may be interested in pursuing your own spiritual business. And if you are interested in pursuing your own spiritual business, and you haven't had a chance to listen to that, I recommend that you go back and find it. In that episode, we go over many, many ideas for spiritual businesses, for spiritual niches. So if you're trying to figure out what you want to be, now that you have all of these new choices in your life, to figure out what you want to do, take a listen to that and see if there's anything that intrigues you, that resonates, that really lights you up. The one thing that we didn't cover in that podcast was different kinds of spiritual coaching. And I mentioned that I would be doing another podcast on some spiritual coaching ideas that maybe you've thought of or maybe you haven't. For those of you who are interested in coaching other people spiritually, becoming coaches and helping other people in a more spiritual manner. So today I would like to go over 40 different spiritual coaching niches. I'll run through them rather quickly. But if you have a desire to become a spiritual coach of some kind, maybe one of these ideas will jump out at you, or at least give you food for thought. If you hear one of these ideas and you feel your heart pumping a little bit faster, or you feel some excitement building up inside of you, it might be because there's something about that idea that is for you. You may want to take a look at it and pursue it just a little more to see if this is something that you could see yourself doing or maybe even feel a calling towards. So let's delve into some spiritual coaching ideas and see if anything clicks. Let's start with a general spiritual life coach, where you assist clients in navigating their spiritual journey and their personal growth. Also quite popular are mindfulness coaches who focus on cultivating present moment awareness and acceptance, or a meditation coach where you offer guidance in various meditation techniques and practices. You could also consider becoming a chakra balancing coach, where you would focus on aligning and harmonizing the body's energy centers, or an intuitive development coach, where you would help clients tap into and strengthen their intuitive abilities. There's also manifestation coaching, where you would assist clients in understanding and utilizing the law of attraction, as well as other manifestation techniques. So many people are awakening spiritually these days. Perhaps becoming a spiritual awakening coach would be of interest to you, where you would guide individuals through the transformative process of the spiritual awakening. How about becoming a past life regression coach, where you would help clients explore their past lives for insights and for healing? Or maybe shamanic journeying coach, where you would use indigenous and shamanic practices to guide clients in their spiritual exploration. Or maybe something like I'm doing as a soul purpose coach, where you assist individuals in discovering and aligning with their soul's purpose or their mission, really. Maybe an angel communication coach, where you would teach clients to connect and communicate with angelic guides. There's the spiritual parenting coach, who helps parents integrate spiritual values and teachings into their parenting approach. Some of you may have an interest in becoming a twin flame or soulmate coach, where you would guide individuals in understanding and navigating these intense soul connections. Or the sacred feminine coach, who focuses on awakening and embracing feminine energy and wisdom. A dream work coach helps clients interpret and gain insights from their dreams. An ascension coach, who assists people in navigating the spiritual evolution process of ascension. An energy healing coach guides their clients to understand and harness their own energy for healing and balance. A spiritual entrepreneur coach combines business strategies with spiritual principles for other spiritually minded entrepreneurs. A shadow work coach helps their clients confront and integrate their shadow aspects to become more whole. And I hadn't really thought of this one, but an eco-spirituality coach integrates spiritual practices with ecological consciousness and earth-centered living. Or maybe your interests lie in tantric coaching, where you'd help individuals or couples understand and practice ancient tantric traditions for spiritual and intimate connection. A goddess empowerment coach focuses on connecting women to the divine feminine and various goddess energies. If your interest lies in the Akashic Records, maybe becoming an Akashic Records coach, where you would guide clients in accessing and interpreting their Akashic Records so they can get insights into their soul's journey. A Kundalini Awakening coach supports individuals experiencing the rising of Kundalini energy, which is definitely a transformative spiritual process. Then there's the Crystal Healing coach, where you would teach clients how to use crystals for healing and balance and energy work. I mentioned the Sacred Feminine coach. You could also specialize in becoming a Sacred Masculine coach, where you could help individuals connect with and embrace the divine masculine energy. A Spiritual Nutrition coach would combine spiritual practices with nutrition and focus on food's energetic properties and spiritual benefits. Then there's the Spiritual Art coach, who guides individuals in expressing their spirituality through various art forms. A spirit animal coach would help clients discover and connect with their spirit animals or totems. Then there's the faith transition coach, and it seems to me there are a lot of people who could use this, would support people who are undergoing changes or transitions in their religious beliefs or their affiliations. A spiritual grief coach would provide spiritual support for those who are grieving, focusing on the soul's journey and afterlife beliefs. A sacred geometry coach teaches the significance and application of sacred geometric patterns and symbols. A breathwork coach guides people in using breath as a tool for healing and spiritual advancement. A Zen coach would emphasize Zen Buddhist principles to foster simplicity and mindfulness and inner peace. a mystical Christian coach would integrate Christian teachings with mysticism and explore deeper spiritual experiences. Sacred sexuality coaching helps couples or individuals explore the spiritual aspects of sexuality. A Sufi practices coach would focus on the teachings and practices of Sufism, which is a mystical Islamic tradition. A light worker coach would help those who identify as light workers in understanding their mission and enhancing their spiritual abilities, which is something that I am doing with light workers. Then there's the celestial or starseed coach, who helps people connect with their cosmic origins, as well as understand their mission on Earth. And finally, we have the ceremony and ritual coach. These people guide clients in creating meaningful spiritual ceremonies or rituals for various life events. Okay, that is 40 different ideas for spiritual coaches. I'm sure there are even more. I'm sure things can be combined or maybe dissected into smaller parts. But my main goal in going through these 40 different types of spiritual coaching niches is to help you see if there's anything that tugs at you or lights you up, or maybe even just makes you think a little bit or wonder if there's something else or something you can add to your life the way it is right now. It's food for thought anyway. From our next podcast, I am going to be introducing you to people who have started their own spiritual type business to help give you ideas and to help let you know what is out there and what your own possibilities may be. So whether or not you're looking to become a coach, or start or work for a spiritual business, I appreciate you spending this little bit of time with me. Thank you for listening in. And whatever it is you're doing in your current life as a starseed, a light worker, if you are someone who is here to raise the consciousness of this planet in whatever way you choose to do it, know that your hard work is appreciated. You might not always know it, but it's true. So keep on doing what you do. Be light about it. Have fun. And I will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.